morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, March 21st, 2023. BER is preparing for further passenger growth this year, especially over the summer. Therefore, it's responding with a number of innovations to make travel as smooth as possible. One plan is to install more self-service kiosks for independent check-in and boarding pass printing. Currently, the number of self-service kiosks is 120 and the usage rate is 40%, and the machines can be used by passengers of airlines like Eurowings, Air France, and Lufthansa. Airport CEO Aletta von Masenbach also wants to optimize the distribution of space in Terminal 1. Airlines that still require check-in at the counter will be moved to the sides of the terminal, leaving more space in the center for passengers who want to go through security quickly. There will be another adjustment for travelers primarily flying to long-haul destinations, for example, by doubling the capacity for passport control at departure. And this concerns the non-Schengen area. It's foreseeable that the number of flights from Berlin to the U.S. will also increase. Delta, United Airlines, and Norse are planning to offer a direct flight between New York and the capital, and a new United flight to Washington, D.C. is also expected. Qatar Airways currently offers 11 flights per week and will increase to 2 flights per day. Von Masenbach also expects an increase in the frequency of flights to Beijing. Currently, the only direct flight from BER to China is once a week with Hainan Airways. Just this month, the BER runway service was also expanded. With this service, passengers can reserve free time slots for security checks in order to pass through without having to wait. Instead of 4,000, there are now 6,000 slots per day that can be booked online starting 72 hours before departure. The service was introduced last year and has been well received. A total of around 430,000 security check time slots have been booked. And to further streamline the check-in process, BER also plans to expand its bag drop service, which allows passengers to check in their own bags. Last summer, several airports in Germany and Europe experienced problems due to a lack of staff to handle the rapidly increasing number of travelers. As a result, passengers often waited in line for hours or even missed their flights. Although there was no chaos at the BER itself, everyone involved had to deal with the situation after the season. Von Masenbach stressed, quote, "We cannot assume that everything will be perfect next summer. There will always be delays at certain points, but we are confident that everything will be stable overall." Unquote. BER is expecting passenger growth of 10 to 20% this year compared to last, with an increase expected especially in the tourism sector. Per von Masenbach, business travel is also making a noticeable comeback, but people are now more conscious of when a flight is really necessary. In 2022, nearly 20 million people traveled through the capital's airport, almost double the number in 2021, a year that was much more affected by the corona pandemic. The number of passengers at BER could rise to around 24 million this year. However, this would still be well below the figure for Schönefeld and Tegel compared in the pre-corona year of 2019. At that time, around 35.6 million people flew through the two Berlin airports. On Saturday, a 21-year-old man was killed in a violent confrontation between two groups in Alt-Hohenschönhausen. According to police and prosecutors, the victim received at least one stab wound and died on the way to the hospital after being resuscitated on the spot by paramedics. Another 21-year-old was seriously injured and also taken to hospital where he underwent surgery, and his life is no longer in danger. Per the reports from authorities, a group of 8 to 10 young men clashed with another much larger group in front of a shopping mall around 10:15 p.m. on Saturday. Preliminary investigations and witness interviews indicate that the two groups had agreed to settle disputes from the recent past. A homicide squad from the National Bureau of Investigation has now taken over the case. Per a report by Berliner Morgenpost, Irish fashion discounter Primark is closing its Berlin store in Steglitz as early as this coming Saturday, March 25th. It was the first Primark store to open in Berlin back in the summer of 2012, when hundreds of teenagers came to the opening, but there were also protests against the Irish group as it represents fast fashion. The discounter announced a year ago that it would not be renewing the lease on the Steglitz store, as a routine site review had shown that the location was no longer commercially attractive. Primark stores in Neukölln, City West, and Alex will continue to operate, and there will be no clearance sale. On Sunday evening, a guitar player fell from the Admiralsbrücke into the Landwehrkanal in Kreuzberg and had to be rescued by firefighters. The 50-year-old had fallen into the water for unknown reasons, but there was no evidence of criminal activity or other people involved. The man was not physically injured, but was taken to hospital with slight hypothermia. His guitar was floating in the direction of Urban Hospital, and a young firefighter recovered the instrument and, according to eyewitnesses, sang a song in the water to the applause of passersby. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.